You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis arrived back in Rome on Tuesday afternoon at the conclusion of his 17th apostolic journey abroad, which took him to the southern Swedish cities of Lund and Malmö. Earlier in the day, he celebrated Mass for the local Catholic community, urging them to follow in the footsteps of the saints of the past. But the two key events of the trip took place the previous day, as the Pope joined Lutheran leaders for a common commemoration of the Protestant Reformation that divided Europe 5 centuries ago. Philippa Hitchin reports on the lasting impact this visit may have on Lutheran-Catholic relations.
While we can't change the past, we can profoundly transform the way we remember it. That's the message of the joint statement signed in Lund Cathedral on Monday by Pope Francis and by Bishop Yunan, president of the World Lutheran Federation. It's also a theme at the heart of a 2013 Catholic Lutheran publication called From Conflict to Communion, which laid the foundation for Monday's historic events. In 6 short chapters, the book summarizes ways in which historians have looked anew at the Reformation and seen how Luther didn't want to divide the Church, but rather to reform and clean up what he saw as corrupt clerical practices, a call that seems strikingly similar to Pope Francis's denunciation of corruption and clericalism in the Church today. Perhaps that's why his critics like to call him the Protestant Pope. The roots of this joyful yet poignant common commemoration stretch back over decades of patient theological dialogue between what one Lutheran leader called the bold prophets of the past, those who worked tirelessly to overcome conflict and division, sometimes at the cost of their own lives. The divisions of 5 centuries ago, of course, don't mean much to the thousands of young people who cheered and sang as their church leaders entered the packed arena. They're struggling with the modern conflicts that are still tearing communities apart and taking lives in the Middle East, Africa, Asia or Latin America. 5 Catholics and Lutherans, men and women from those different continents, spoke publicly about the way their faith has given them the courage to continue the struggle in the most difficult and dangerous circumstances.
We are builder of hope. My name is Marguerite. I am refugee since last year.
My name is Pranita Biswasi. I come from a small town of Jaipur in the southeastern region of India. The majority of India's population, nearly 1.3 billion people, live below the poverty line.
My name is Rose Nadikel Oknyen. I'm a South Sudanese by nationality. I became a refugee in 2002 while I was 8 years old, together with my parents. And the reason why we flew from our country is because of war.
The Pope and the Lutheran president thanked them for their examples of commitment and service to those most in need. Both the prayer service in the cathedral and the public event in the arena were moving and uplifting occasions, described by Bishop Yunan as a modern miracle of the Holy Spirit, who touched the hearts of the first disciples 2,000 years ago in his native Jerusalem. So do these events mean that Christian unity is just around the corner, that differences around our visions of church, Eucharist and ministry are suddenly overcome, that new arguments over women's ordination or same-sex relationships are no longer important? No, of course, these old and new issues will require the patient, unglamorous work of theologians for many years to come. But I do believe that Monday's events model a new way of working together, a new style of engaging with differences, and a new sense of shared Christian service so desperately needed in today's divided and suffering world. In Malmö, at the end of the papal visit, I'm Philippa Hitchin.